Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Gijai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Gijai, Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrinda Gijai, Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Gijai, Prem Se Kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Parabhu Nichananda Shidwaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrindagijaya Shri Shri Radhakrishna Gopagopinath Saya Mukunda Radhakunda Giddi Govardhan Gijaya Vrindavadam Gijaya Maturidam Gijaya Jagadathasami Gijaya Yamunamai Gijaya Srimati Dalasi Devi Gijai, Samavita Bhakta Vrinda Gijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Gijai. Okay. So let me read the translation. My dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds? Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a more fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you appear very happy, I have come to you because I'm most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy. My dear Advaita Puru, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me. I pray for the mercy of Sarup Damodar, the six Goswamis, namely, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Bhattu Raghunath Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatti Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami and Lokanath Prabhu, I, Narottama Das, pray for the merciful, to the merciful Srinivasacharya, and I always desire the company of Ramachandra. So Narottama Das Thakur Ki Jai. Okay. So let's go on, continue with our study of the Jiva Dharma. We're going to talk about Abhideya Tattva today. Yesterday we talked about Sambandha Tattva in this conversation between Vaishnava Das and Lahiri, who is a new devotee. Actually, they're both new devotees, but Vaishnava Das was already extremely advanced and educated before he came to Krishna consciousness, and Lahiri was a little educated, but not that much. Okay, so let us read. So, Om Gana Timidanda Shah, Gananjana Shilakya Chakshurun Meditam, Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So now we'll share the screen. Jiva Dharma Ki Jai. And as we mentioned before, Jiva Dharma and Chaitanya Shikshamrita are the two books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Srila Prabhupada considered to be most important. And he recommended that the devotees study these books, read these books, and by studying and reading the books, you'll understand the Siddhanta, the Tattva, and the Ras. Okay. So, we'll overlap a little bit today. So, in other words, all previous impressions concerning Varna, Vijaya, Siksha have disappeared. That means misunderstandings. Please teach me Abhideya Tattva. Now, just to reiterate, Sambandha Tattva means to understand the different tattvas like Krishna, that is God, the Jiva soul, and the Lord's energies, and the relationships between all these three basic tattvas. That's Sambandha. In other words, part of Sambandha Tattva is that Jiva is eternal, he's part and parcel of Krishna, he's a servant of Krishna, that's his Nitya Dharma and his Nitya Karma. That's part of it. And then another part is the Jiva is covered by the illusory energy of the Lord when he's a Bada Jiva, and when he becomes liberated and Krishna conscious, then he's Nitya Siddha or Sadhana Siddha or Kripa Siddha. We'll get into that a little later. Nitya Siddha means always liberated. Sadhana Siddha means he cultivated Krishna consciousness, which is what we're going to talk about now, and he became Krishna conscious. And Kripa Siddha means he got some special mercy from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore he became Krishna conscious very quickly. So Babaji said, stop worrying. When you develop humility, Krishna Chaitanya must have given you mercy. Association with devotees is the only means for the jiva bound in this world. By the mercy, let me just fix it. I'm going to put the chat window up there in case someone has problems in the middle of this. I didn't put that up there yet. Okay. By the mercy of devotees and guru, one attains instructions on bhajan, means the worship, that's Abhideya Tattva. By the strength of this bhajan, gradually one attains the goal. Goal, of course, is Krishna Prema. Worship, bhajan of the Lord, is the Abhideya. Remember that. Sambandha is the relationship between the different tattvas. Abhideya is the bhajan, the process of devotional service by which one realizes one's eternal relationship with Krishna, becomes liberated from the material world. And Prayojana is the goal, that is Krishna Prema. Lahiri said, please tell me how to perform worship of the Lord. The Babaji said, worship of the Lord is bhakti. Bhakti has three stages. Sadhana, which means practice. Bhava means the emotional or affective stage. And prema, which is pure love. The first stage is sadhana. By doing sadhana, bhava arises. By practicing, you get these spiritual emotions. When bhava is complete, it is called prema. I was just listening to a conversation that Prabhupada had with a devotee, and the devotee asked about practice. And Prabhupada said, these items of practice are essential. Rising early in the morning, chanting one's rounds, hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis. What to speak of following the four regular principles. Lahiri said, how many types of sadhana are there? Please give me an order to which type I should perform. Then Babaji, that's Vaishnava Das, said, Rupa Goswami has written extensively about this in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I will summarize. Sadhana has nine types. Now this is the famous verse from the Bhagavatam, from the seventh canto. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasham Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. Of course, Shravanam means hearing, Kirtanam means chanting, Vishnu Smaranam, to remember Vishnu, or to remember God. Padasevanam means to serve the lotus feet, Archana means to deity worship, Vandanam offering prayers, Dasham is servitude, rendering service, Sakyam means understand the Lord is your friend, or being a friend to the Lord, Atmani Vedanam means to surrender everything, which is sometimes called Sharanam. Hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet, deity worship, offering prayers, servitude, friendship, and full surrender of the self. These are mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Subdividing these nine types, one obtains 64 types. That's interesting. 64 types. Rupa Goswami has described these. In other words, the 64 items. That's in the Nectar Devotion. There's a particular point to mention. Sadhana Bhakti has two types, Vaidhi and Raghunuga. Among them, Vaidhi has these nine types. In Raghunuga Sadhana Bhakti, one serves Krishna in the mind, following the people of Braja. According to one's qualification, one performs his sadhana. Okay, let me explain that a little bit. So the word sadhana means practice, okay? Now, practice can be done in two ways. One way is you're really conscious of the rules and regulations. You're doing it according to being conscious of the rules and regulations. And Raghunuga means you're doing it spontaneously. Just like, let's say, if one's learning to play the piano, you have to practice. In the beginning, you just have to keep looking at the scales and go, forcing yourself more or less. Because you know when you force yourself to do it, then ultimately it'll flow naturally. And Raghunuga means someone can just play a song, Raghunuga piano playing, means someone can just play a song and then you'll be able to accompany it without even thinking about it. And that's spontaneous. So according to one's qualification, so what are the qualifications? Okay, here this is what's going to be talked about. I don't have to go ahead. Give my own explanation, it's going to be given here. How does one judge the qualification for sadhana bhakti? And the Babaji said, the guru teaches the faithful person who is dependent on rules to perform vaidhi sadhana bhakti. In other words, practice according to rules. Now, let me just mention this. Someone who's on the Raghunuga platform still follows the rules, but he doesn't follow the rules because they're rules, he follows them because it's spontaneous. He gets up, let's give an example, gets up early in the morning. Why? Because he likes it spontaneously. He really enjoys it. I mean, just like no one has to, at least nobody that I know, has to train you to eat if you're hungry. It's spontaneous. You know, you offer the food, or the food's in front of you when you eat. He instructs the person qualified for Raganuga Bhakti to perform Raganuga Sadhana. So, that's a higher platform. To be on the platform of Raganuga Bhakti, you really have to be nishta. Nishta means steady, fixed, but not just fixed in your rules and regulations, but fixed 24/7, you know, throughout the whole day. In other words, fixed in Krishna consciousness throughout the whole day. That's the platform of nishta. Then you're ready for Raganuga Sadhana. Lahiri said, how does one understand one's qualification? Babaji said, the person who has not realized raga tattva in his atma and desires to perform worship according to the rules of scripture is qualified as vaidhi bhakti. The person who does not desire to be controlled by the rules of scripture in worshiping the Lord and who has developed a natural rag, you know, rag means like enthusiasm, enthusiastic attachment for worshiping the Lord in his atma, is qualified for raganuga bhakti. Rag doesn't mean you simply like something, but you're really, let's say, I'm not going to use the word lusty, because that's usually used in terms of material affairs, but you're greedy, or let's use the word greedy, which of course the other word for greedy in Sanskrit is lalyam, which is the price for pure devotional service, but you're really so attached, you can't get your mind off of Krishna. Then you're qualified for Raganuga Bhakti. Lahiri said, Prabhu, please determine my qualification. Then I will be able to understand the truth about qualification I cannot understand Vaidhi and Raganuga Sadhana. In other words, I don't know whether I should just be following the rules or I'm really spontaneous at this particular point. And so here we're going to hear the ascertainment. Babaji said, if you examine your heart, you can understand your qualification. Are you thinking that if one does not follow the scriptures, worship cannot take place? Lahiri said, are you thinking that without rules you can't worship? That's really what he's asking. He's testing Lahiri. Lahiri said, I think there's a special advantage if one performs sadhana according to the scriptures, but nowadays many people think that the ocean of rus can be achieved by the strength of bhajan. So this was his test. And his thought was, there's a greater advantage if you're actually concentrated just on the scriptures. And we're not just talking about, you know, scriptures in terms of Bhagavatam. We're talking about all the different detailed, you know, rituals and everything like that. And many of the Pancharatra rules and regulations and many of the Manusmriti stuff like that. So Babaji said, see, rules of scripture are now the master of your heart. So perform Vaidhi Bhakti. Gradually Raga Bhakti will arise in your heart. So Vaishnava Dasa said, you're qualified for rules and regulations. You're not more advanced than that. Hearing this, of course, that doesn't mean that if you're just like a hippie and just chanting Hare Krishna and you can't follow the rules and regulations and don't care about the rules and regulations, that you should be doing Raganuga Sadhana. Because Raganuga Sadhana means much more than that, that one has this rag for Krishna and doesn't engage in material things. Because the rag, the attachment, the enthusiasm for Krishna is so great that there's no opportunity, no time, no inclination to engage in any material activity. Hearing this, Lahiri, with tears in his eyes, touched Babaji's feet and said, "Please give me mercy so that I can attain the qualification." "I do not want to do anything for which I am not qualified." Babaji embraced him and made him sit down. Lahiri said, "Please clearly tell me how to worship." Babaji said, "Chant the name. Most important thing. The name, the name, the name." We talked about this last night, how we should be absorbed in Krishna's name 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day we should be absorbed in Krishna's name. Whew. Chant the name. The worship of taking shelter of the name is the strongest of all bhajans. Let me repeat this. The worship of taking shelter of the name is the strongest of all bhajans. The name and the person indicated by the name are non-different. In other words, the name of Krishna, not your name, Prabhu. If you chant without offense, very quickly you will attain all perfection. With strong faith, chant the name. Chanting continually is performing all nine processes of bhakti. This is real. Let me outline that one again. Chanting continually is performing all nine processes of bhakti. So in other words, if someone says, "Stop chanting, do some service," chanting is service. And actually it's the best service. But because you can't chant 24 hours a day, then we give you other things to do. And also because we have to spread the movement. But while you're doing other things, you should chant. When you utter the name, Shravana and Kirtan both take place. So when you chant Hare Krishna, you're also hearing the name. You're chanting, you're hearing. Remembering the Lord's pastimes and serving the lotus feet in the mind, performing archana, vandana, dasha, sakya, and atmanivedanam all take place with the name. Let me outline this. This is just like an amazing statement. Remembering the Lord's pastimes and serving the lotus feet in the mind, performing archana, vandana, dasha, sakya, and atmanivedanam all take place with the name. Because that's archana, you're serving, you're doing deity worship to the name. And you're serving Krishna by chanting. It's a prayer. "Please let me serve you, Krishna. I am your servant." You know, Dasha's there. Sakya, you're the best friend. You know, phew, Bhaktaram Jagatap Sam Sarvalok Maheshwaram Suvarnam Sarvabhutanam Gatvamam Shantiram Vichati. And I surrender to you, Adpani Vedanam. Lahiri said, "My heart is excited. Prabhu. I'm thinking of Prabhupada all the time. That's my problem. Not a problem. I like to have that problem. Prabhu, do not delay." Babaji said, "Without offense, you should constantly chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare." Saying this, this is Lahiri's first initiation. Wow. Babaji gave Lahiri's hand one set of tulsi beads. Lahiri, chanting the name on these beads, began to cry. He said, "Prabhu, I cannot describe the bliss that I have experienced today." Out of bliss, he became unconscious, falling at the Babaji's feet. Babaji held him carefully. After a long time, Lahiri said, "Today, I have become successful. I have never experienced such happiness." That's called Harinam initiation. Actually, technically, for Harinam initiation, or any initiation, you don't really need a fire sacrifice. That is just to solidify in your mind and your consciousness that something serious has happened and you should take it very seriously and keep your vows. Babaji said, "Sir, because you are fortunate, you have chanted the name with faith, you have made me fortunate." So he's initiated. That day, Lahiri accepted the beads and without fear began chanting in his cottage. In other words, in the beginning, the chapter talked about how he was very fearful of a snake. So now he was completely fearless. Whew. These devotees that are described here make a lot of advancement in a quick time. here I am, you know, 53, 54 years, you know, wow. And they were doing it in days. Some days passed in this matter. Lahiri wore the 12 tilak marks. He would not eat anything except for the food offered to the Lord. Every day he chanted 200,000 names. Woo! 128 rounds, approximately, a little less. When he saw a pure Vaishnava, he would offer respects. After offering respects to Paramahamsa Babaji every morning, he would do his activities. He always served his guru. He had no taste for material topics and classical singing. Lahiri was no longer the same person. He had become a Vaishnava. One day, Lahiri offered respects on the ground to Vaishnava Das Babaji and asked, "What is Prayojana Tattva?" Now remember, Prayojana means the goal. There's Sambandha, which is the basic philosophy. Abhideya, which is how to perform devotional service or bhajan. And Prayojana is the goal. So Babaji said, "Krishna Prema is the only Prayojana Tattva of the jiva. Performing sadhana, that means practice, bhava arises, emotion, attachment. When bhava becomes completely complete, it is called prema. This is the jiva's nitya dharma, his eternal treasure and the final goal. Without prema, there is difficulty in material bondage and contact with material enjoyment. There is nothing better than prema. Krishna is only controlled by prema. Prema is a spiritual tattva. When bliss becomes concentrated, it is prema." So Lahiri said, "Shoo, these people make a lot of advancement really quickly." Lahiri said, while weeping, "How will I become qualified for attaining prema?" Babaji embraced him and said, "In a few days you will turn sadhana bhakti to bhava bhakti. And a few more days Krishna will definitely give you mercy." Phew, so quick. Can you imagine that? Amazing. Amazing how quick. I mean, these are greatly advanced souls. Obviously, we can't expect that to happen so quickly with us in a few days. Hearing this, Lahiri spoke with a choked voice in bliss. "There's nothing except Guru. What have I done till now? Giving me unlimited mercy, Guru has delivered me from the well of material life." Phew. Okay. Very wonderful description. Okay, we're on to chapter 5 already. Chapter 5 is entitled, Vaidhi Bhakti is Nitya Dharma, not Naimitika Dharma. So even if you're doing practice bhakti, it's eternal dharma because the 9 processes of devotional service are eternal. That's what they're doing in the spiritual world. Hearing and chanting the rest of those processes. There were many people in Lahiri's house in Shantipur. Now, Lahiri is not there right now. He is living with the Babajis. Okay, remember this. His 2 sons were well educated. This is a very interesting story. And had good positions. One was named Chandranath, the Lord of the Moon. He was around 35 years. He took care of the land and household affairs. He was a learned doctor, but not a bit interested in Dharma, but he was respected in the Brahmin community. He kept many male and female servants and a doorkeeper. He lived a respectable life as a householder. The second son was named Devidasa. Devi Dasa means servant of Devi, usually, you know, Durga. From a young age, he studied logic and smritis. Smriti means the ritualistic literatures. He established an academy in front of his house and taught 10 or 15 students. He had the title Vijayaratna, the jewel of learning. We should give certain people here at our temple that title. Vijayaratna. One day there was loud gossip that Kalidas Lahiri had assumed to renunciate stress and become a Vaishnava. So So Kali Das wasn't there. He was with the Babaji's in Godram Dweep. This was the gossip at the Ghat. The Ghat is where people bathe or get on a boat at the river. In the bazaar, where they sell things, and on the street, some said that he had become deranged in his old age. Till now he lived like a gentleman, but now he had become old. Some said, what is this disease? He was happy in his house. He was a Brahmin by birth. He had control over his family and sons. Why does such a person become a renunciate out of sorrow? Some said he wanders about practicing Dharma. He will end up in misfortune. I've heard that said about devotees. And actually my family said that about me when I first took up Krishna consciousness. Well, they didn't say I was a Brahmin. Some well-bred person said that Lahiri was a pious person. He had everything in this world and finally developed a taste for the name. In this way, people talked. One person, hearing this gossip, spoke to Devi Dasa, as the son of Lahiri. So, in other words, there were some people who appreciated that Lahiri had gotten the taste for the holy name and was absorbed in Krishna consciousness. Devi Dasa thought deeply in going to his elder brother, remember Chandranath, the lord of the moon. Dear brother, our father has fallen into great difficulty. He lives in Godruma of Nandia, maintaining his body well, but he fell into bad association. I cannot listen to the gossip. Chandranath said, brother, I've also heard something. Our house is respected, but hearing this news, I cannot show my face. My son joined the Hare Krishna movement. Not the son, but his father. That's even worse. I remember when I joined the Krishna conscious movement, my mother didn't tell anybody that I joined the Krishna conscious movement. She told them that I went to Israel to join a kibbutz, which is a religious community in Israel. But she didn't tell them I joined. So when I went to visit my mother, I had to lie to her friends, oh, how was Israel? Oh, it was great. So, so my mother was thinking, I cannot show my face. And later on, she was proud. We have disrespected the lineage of Advaita Prabhu. Now what has happened to our house? Let us go inside and discuss with mother what has happened. So in other words, they're thinking because they offended Advaitacharya, the lineage, then this is what's happened to their father. On the veranda of the second floor, Chandranath and Devi Dasa sat down to take their meal. The daughter of a widowed brahmana served them. The mother sat and fed them. Chandranath said, oh mother, did you hear about father? Their mother said, why? He is well? Absorbed in chanting the Lord's name, he lives in Navadvip. Why do you not bring him here? Devi Dasa said, mother, father is well, but from what I've heard, there's not much hope for him. He joined the Hare Krishna movement. If we bring him here, we will be disrespected by society, his mother inquired. What had happened to him? I spoke a lot to the wife of a great Goswami on the bank of the Ganga. He said that your father was most fortunate. He had attained great respect among the Vaishnavas. Devi Das said, he has attained respect, but has made us suffer. Instead of staying in the house in old age and taking our service, he eats the leftovers of the Babaji's and gives our high family a bad name. Now remember, most of these Babaji's were not from the Brahminical caste. So he was thinking, oh my God, he's eating the remnants of people who are lower than Brahmins, which according to Smriti regulations is not permitted for a Brahmin. A Brahmin can only eat food that is cooked by Brahmins. And on what to speak of remnants from the same plate? I mean, oh my God. So he's thinking like this. He says, because he's a devotee of Kali, he says, oh, Kali, what has happened to our father's intelligence after seeing and hearing him so much? Mother said, bring him here, keep him in a secluded place, you can bring him to his senses. Chandranath said, what more can be done? With several men secretly go to Godruma and bring father here. Devidas said, you know that father regards me as an atheist. If I go, I think he will not listen. Devidas's maternal cousin, Sambhunatha, was dear to Lahiri. He had served with Lahiri for many days. It was decided that the two, Devidasa and Sambhunatha, would go to Godruma. They sent a servant to fix a place to stay in a Brahmin's house in Godruma. The next day after eating, the two traveled to Godruma. They alighted from two palanquins at the appointed house and sent off the bearers. Two servants and a Brahmin cook remained with them. Boy, they were really living high on the hog, literally. In the evening, Devidasa and Sambhunath quietly went to Prajuna Kunja. Of course, that's where Lahiri was. That's where all the Babaji's were. They saw Lahiri sitting on a leaf seat on the Surabhi platform. His eyes were closed as he chanted the name. 12 tilak marks shone on his body. The two climbed on the platform and offered respects at Lahiri's feet. Startled, Lahiri opened his eyes and said, why has Shambhu come here? Are you well, Devi? The two spoke with humility. By your grace, we are well. Lahiri said, will you eat? They said, we have our place. Do not worry. In other words, they didn't want to take prasadam. A similar thing happened to me with some of my family members. Invited them to come take prasadam. Oh, no, this is what happened to you. This is why you're doing what you're doing, because you took that prasadam. Phew. This is very much reminiscent for me. At that time, Premadas Babaji began loudly chanting La Madhavi and Jasmine Bower. Vaishnava Das Babaji came out of his hut and asked Lahiri why Paramahansa Babaji was loudly chanting the Bower. The two going forward began to see. They saw that many Vaishnavas had come and were circumambulating Paramahansa Babaji. The two also came there. They all offered respects to Paramahansa Babaji on the ground and sat in the Bower. Devidas and Sambhunatha, sat on one side like cranes amidst swans. One Vaishnava said, we have come from Kantaka Nagara. Our main purpose is to see Navadvipa and Mayapur and to take the dust from Paramahansa Babaji's feet. Paramahansa Babaji, becoming embarrassed, said, I am very low. You have come to purify me. It was quickly revealed that they were expert at singing the qualities of the Lord. One elder among the assembled devotees began singing a song he had written. Actually, I don't know if I'll sing it, but I'll recite it. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu Nityananda Gataya Dvaita Chandra Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Apara Karuna Sindhu Vaishnava Thakura Mohena Pramari Daya Karaha Prachura Jati Vidya Dana Jana Mate Mata Jane Udara Karahe Nata Kripa Vitarane Kanaka Kamani Loba Patishta Vasana Chadhaya Shura More Mora Prartana Name Ruchi Jive Daya Vaishnava Hulasa Daya Kari Deya More Ohe Krishna Dasa Tamara Charana Chaya Eka Matra Hasha Jivane Marane Matra Amara Bharasa. Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu Nityananda Gadadhar Advaita Chandra and all the devotees. The devotee is an unlimited ocean of mercy. Please give mercy to me, a most fallen soul. O Lord, please give mercy. Deliver people intoxicated with birth, knowledge, wealth, and followers. I pray that you purify me, making me give up gold, women, greed, and desire for position. O servant of Krishna, Give me taste for the name, mercy to all jivas, and joy on meeting devotees. I desire only the shade of your feet. I hope for this in life and death. Beautiful poem. Of course, these are actually written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. This is a fictional account, obviously. When the song was finished, he sang a song written by Lahiri. Miche mayavashe samsara sagare padiya chilama me kuruna kariya diya pada chaya amare thari le tumi shuna shuna vaishnava thakura tumara charane sami sampiyachi mata moraduka karadura jatira gaurava keva gaurava Vijase Vijakala Shudhya Maya Nittai Charane Sampahe Joka Jwala Tomara Kripaya Amara Jivaya Puruka Yugala Nama Kahi Kalidasa Amara Ridihe Jakuka Shirada Sham. I've fallen in the ocean of samsara, controlled by Maya. Be merciful. Give the shade of your lotus feet. You have delivered me. Hear, hear, O great Vaishnava. I have surrendered to your feet. Please remove my suffering. Pride and birth is hell. Learning is a type of ignorance. Purifying me, place me at Nityananda's feet. Extinguish this fire. By your mercy, the names of Radha and Krishna should appear on my tongue. Kalidas says, may Radha and Krishna awaken in my heart. Wow. Amazing poem. So you see, Kalidas was already writing it. You see how much emotion and bhava is there in these Vaishnavas? It's not some dry religion or rituals like that. It's amazing. They all began singing the last song and became frenzied. I mean, they just began rolling on the ground in ecstasy. Finally, they sang the last line, Jaguka Shri Radha Sham, repeatedly while dancing madly. This is Advanced Vaishnava Association. Dancing and dancing, some Rasika Vaishnavas became unconscious with prema and fell on the ground. Seeing this unprecedented event, Devidas thought, Father had become absorbed in the spiritual pursuit. It'll be difficult to take him home. Impossible, Prabhu. It was almost midnight before the assembly broke up. In other words, every day was like an ocean of ecstasy for these devotees. You know, machata, machata, prana, paniyantas cha, parasparam, katiyan chas, chamam nicham, tushanti cha, ravanti cha. They're always talking about Krishna and exchanging not just information, but they're exchanging bhavas, their emotions with each other. Amazing. It was almost midnight before the assembly broke up. Bidding each other farewell, they went to their places. Devidasa and Shambhu, taking permission, went to their residence. So tomorrow we're going to hear about their intrigue, which is really nasty. I mean, hearing about it's interesting, but these people are very nasty, trying to take their father away from Krishna. And they won't be successful, you know, give you the end of it. But this happens. The same way, you know, my parents almost hired deprogrammers to take me away. Devidas sounds like family members. Anyway, so, all right, let's go. And stop sharing. And let's see. We'll unmute or allow you to unmute yourselves. All right. Who has a question? Quite an interesting class today. Quite interesting. And the story is really interesting. So if you have a question, as we normally do, you can unmute yourself, you can raise your hand, or you can type in the chat window if you are shy and don't want everyone to see your question. So who has a question? Someone should ask a question. This is very interesting today. No one.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Shefali here from Sydney. Just a quick question. Amazing class, Maharaj. I hope there's my lawnmower going. I hope you can still hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, sure. Guru Maharaj, I'm sure there are places where we still get to see this highest level of prema amongst Vaishnavs. Have you had an experience that you can share, Guru Maharaj?
What a fun. Yes, with Prabhupada, certainly with Prabhupada. In Srinam Mayapur, because Prabhupada, being with Prabhupada, even if one wasn't on the highest level of devotional service, one would experience those symptoms just being in the same room with Prabhupada. So every morning, while we were greeting the deities in Sridhar Mayapur, before the Guru Puja, Srila Prabhupada would circumambulate the deities. And in Sridhar Mayapur, you could circumambulate the deities without leaving the temple room. There was actually a parikrama path. And so, as he was circumambulating the deities, when he got to the corner of the altar in front, there was always like a bell. He would ring the bell. And everyone would start jumping and dancing, and I wouldn't say rolling on the ground, but at least dancing and jumping and screaming. And Prabhupada, everybody was exhibiting or experiencing symptoms, those sorts of symptoms of ecstasy in Prabhupada's presence in many cases. I mean, I'm not saying every case, you know, certainly there were many of us whose hearts were steel framed. But yes, with Prabhupada. And there are great devotees like that in their association when you get absorbed in Krishna Katha like that. But generally, these sorts of ecstasies are not exhibited publicly. You'll see that this, of course, there were non-devotees there. This Chandradath and Devidas were there. But generally, this is a private meeting of Babaji's or a private meeting of the pure devotees. It's not something that would be done on YouTube or Facebook or something like that. But it is, yeah, there are experiences. And even if one is not that qualified, being in the association of great devotees, one can begin to experience, a grain or a small amount of those sorts of ecstasies. Okay? Hey, good question.
Thank you. Thank you heaps, Maharaj.
Okay, we'll see you soon. So, who else has a question? Someone must have a question. There's so much information we had today. All right.
Gurudev, please accept my humble obeisances.
Hari Bol.
Raganuga Bhakta does not wish to be controlled by rules of scripture. Does it mean that he doesn't have to follow the rules of the scriptures?
It's a good question. He's not controlled by them, but he follows them automatically. I gave the example of getting up early in the morning. He or she gets up early in the morning spontaneously, not because it's a rule. So the motivation is different. The activities are more or less the same. Another point is someone on the platform of Raganuga does follow strictly the rules and regulations because he wants to set an example for others, as Krishna says in the Gita. Yad yada charati shreshtas tatat evaturu janaha. That as a leader or a great person acts, all the world follows. So one on the platform of Raganuga Bhakti, you will not be able to distinguish you will not be able to distinguish that they're on the platform of Raghunuga Bhakti, because they're not going to reveal it to everyone. That's a private thing. You may think that they're just on a Vaidhi platform, because externally they will 99% of the time be acting exactly the same as if they were on the Vaidhi platform. But they do follow the rules and regulations. I mean, there may be some very, very exceptional cases like Vamsi Das Babaji, but this is extremely exceptional. But in our Krishna consciousness movement, there's no manifestations of those exceptions, because we have to set an example. We're a preaching movement. So we can't just like, even if someone was on the platform of Raghunuga, Baba Bhakti, or whatever, they can't just start rolling on the ground in the middle of the kirtan. Okay, good question. Who else has a question? Interesting discussion, interesting part of the Jiva Dharma. There's many of these stories, and they're illustrating different points. And you can relate, like, to these challenges that Lahiri is having with his family members, because many of us have had those same challenges. Okay, Krishnapuri, you have a question?
Yes, Gurudev, this is Samuel Basinsis. It was a two-part question. Like, the first part is that isn't, like, sometimes due to one's previous advancement in devotional service, they can, come at a young age or come new to Krishna consciousness and already be on a higher stage, but then it's hard for the other, not that they're like rolling on the ground, but hard for the other devotees to understand that someone could just be more advanced, advancing quickly, and how to, you know, same time have the etiquette, but at the same time respect that sometimes there are devotees that come that are just already have practiced so much bhakti before, and to not hold them back.
Yes, that's true. That's true. We shouldn't think that, oh, this devotee's only been in the movement 3 years, and I've been in 50 years, so they must be much less advanced, much less advanced than me, and I must be much greater devotee than them. That's why you see in the interactions between the Babaji and the Babajis and Vaishnavadas and Vaishnavadas and Lahiri that they're actually appreciating each other, and they're thinking that the other person has made their life auspicious or successful. You know, so they're actually appreciating the other devotion and considering themselves, you know, Mamanina Manadena, a servant. You know, the guru does not consider himself a guru. The guru considers himself or herself, because there's many gurus, to be a servant. And he's serving the disciples by guiding them in Krishna consciousness. And he understands the disciple may be more advanced than the guru. That may happen. I'm certainly sure it has happened. So, yes. What's the second question?
The other question was, is that I've heard at different times, and I remember reading, there was a biography that was written by Madhavananda about his guru, Gaura Govinda Maharaj, that in the early days when devotees didn't have that much experience or studied the different books that talk about the different ecstasies and bhavas, that when Gaura Govinda Maharaj actually was in an ecstatic state, the devotees were all really confused about it. They didn't know what was going on until there was one advanced devotee or Ayurvedic physician, someone who came and said that he was just in ecstasies, that this wasn't a disease.
Yes. Yeah, that reminds me of the story of Devananda Pandit, who saw Srivas Thakur fall on the ground in ecstasy hearing the Bhagavatam, and he didn't appreciate it and allowed his disciples to throw Srivas Thakur out of the assembly. So, yes, so one has to be very, very careful. But generally, devotees don't exhibit these symptoms of ecstasy, except in very private circumstances. Okay, here's another question. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Nitya, Sadhana, Kripa, Siddha, almost majority of Jiva's practicing devotional servers will qualify under the Kripa Siddha category. Not really. They qualify at a Sadhana Siddha. Sadhana Siddha. I mean, Kripa Siddha is like Prabhupada said, instead of going to the university, you get an honorary degree from the university. That's very, very rare. That's what Kripa Siddha means. But that was Prabhupada's example about the university. Of course, we have Kripa, we have mercy, because Kripa means mercy. So there is an element of Kripa. But we have to practice. It's not just like, you know, you get the mercy because somehow you please the great devotee by doing something and all of a sudden you get... I mean, like, I'll give you an example of Kripa Siddha, okay? One person who got perfection, pure love of Godhead, without doing anything, was the tailor of Srivas Thakur. In other words, he sewed clothes for Srivas Thakur and his family. And so this tailor was a meat eater. I mean, no sadhana there, no nothing. But because he was serving the Vaishnava, he didn't do any sadhana. I mean, there's a reason why he got Kripa, because he was serving the Vaishnavas. But he didn't go through the normal process of sadhana, which is sadhana siddhi. He didn't go through the normal process, so Lord Chaitanya granted him pure devotional service like that. And also the maidservant of Srivas Thakur's house, who previously was called Duki and became Suki. So there are instances of that, but we should not expect that. We need the Kripa, but we still have to do sadhana. Don't wait. Don't just say, you know, I want the dust from the feet of a pure devotee and that will free me. No, you better do sadhana too. Okay, on a happy note, we have to end right now. Thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada.